Dwayne. He's having a hard time reading with the, well, we don't hear any music there. Yeah, he was muted last time. He didn't realize it, but. I can hear you, bro. The music thing ain't working? We can. Okay, praise the Lord that the Twitch is still up. So whatever was going on, they done figured it out because it's not on my end. So except for that, well, no, it wasn't. That's right. I had to reboot their router. All right. So if you can heal, please do so because there's going to be a few voices speaking today. So we're going to play again. Oops. Let's get tangled up with this. Headphones. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath. Each and every month, as you know, we come together to just praise you and glorify you and speak of all the wonderful things that you have done for us. Even if it was just the last 30 days or the last 30 years, we thank you, Father, for all these amazing blessings. And so that is today, that we seek to glorify you. And thank you for teaching us to do this, because we're going to be doing this for eternity as well. And thank you for when we get home, that we're able to understand scriptures a lot easier too. Some of the mysteries of your word will be opened up, it says. And we will no longer have the dark glasses, and so we'll be able to go forth and tell people even more amazing truths. Wherever you send us, all over the universe. Thank you so much for that, too. Never going to be a dull moment there. And thank you also, Father God, for bridling every tongue that speaks today so that you and you alone get the glory. And thank you again for being our Heavenly Father, for sending your only begotten Son to die for us. And Jesus, thank you for sending us the Comforter so that all of us are working together. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we're all working together. You're all working together with us. And we thank you so much for that as well. So again, please bless us with your continued presence and bless this gathering tonight and those that hear these wonderful things that you have done. And we offer this prayer and all these praises to the best of our ability, which always falls far short of the name we pray in, that name being your Son, our Savior, and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, I'll start with my praise, and then my wife has a praise here, but I'm going to read it for her. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for answered prayer this morning and yesterday. Well, actually, since Monday, a lot of things happened this week. I got strangely ill in a way, and I think it was just a message from our Heavenly Father to try this now in my life in regards to my health. And so I praise His name for that quick healing. And then I also praise His name for reminding me, because a lot of the stuff that I do on these computers, I probably forgot more than I learned. But whenever I need to do something, I ask Him to help me, and He reminds me to do this or do that, to fix this or fix that. And all week, though, it was just very strange at what was going on. He shut the door tight and locked it on SDRChurch.online because He wanted me to move it. That's the only thing I can see, and it's been moved. And so, praise God. And it's got security up like I've never seen before. So, praise God for that, because I'm thinking something very, very strange happened, because there's three websites on this server, and only SDRChurch.online was compromised, if you will. The other two I repaired quickly. There's still an issue running in the background with HTTP, but I don't care. I don't use that. But it's going to be fixed, too, just for the sake of making sure everything's running good. So I want to praise His name for that, but it took till Thursday morning for me to find out how to fix it completely. I tried everything, and I finally got it fixed completely. But propagation takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. Which means, propagation just means that once your site, your URL is built in a certain area on a certain server, it has to go global all around the entire world to every node. That's called propagation. That could take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. For me, it usually takes 2 to 4 hours. I'm about ready to go to bed, it still didn't propagate. I was waiting 12 hours, still didn't propagate. I called them the next morning, it still didn't propagate. Did you guys mess something up over there? Did you forget to do this? You forget to do that? And then they double charged me for something, but I got a refund on that because they didn't know what was going on. And then we finally got it figured out. And then around noon, it was back online 100%. It seems their servers are a little slow, though. That's a one-page site, and when you go to it, it just seems a little slow to me, unless I'm using my cell phone. Maybe it's my NIC card. You know, my networks here are kind of goofy. And so I want to praise the Lord that we were able to do church, and because of what happened. And I was like, so there were still some issues a couple hours before 8 o'clock last night. But then this morning, as you all know, everything was down again. And I thought, oh, boy, when they refunded me, I wonder if they refunded the wrong thing, and then that means I'll have to wait to propagate again. We're not doing church, right, because you can't get the SDR Church online. But you can go to remnantofgod.net. That'll still work just like SDR Church not online. It's the same thing. It'll different looks, but it's more or less got the same links. And I tried this, I tried that. We all know, like the children's story, we couldn't even get online. Even Turbo was down. And so the Lord moved me after prayer, me and Fran. I know Fran prayed for me too. And it just, after I did the reboot, on the servers, the main system, and the router, and it finally came back online. So I want to thank you, Father, for that. And I also want to thank him for something that happened 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Oh, it was on the Sabbath, in fact. Yeah, that's right. It was the 21st of December. So it's already past the previous testimony Sabbath. So I got to share this, with a few on a Friday night, I think, some of the brethren. But I want to share it with everybody because, on testimony Sabbath, we seem to get an awful lot of folks in here. And so thank you to everybody for being here. Especially on WTBR. Thank you all for being there. But this is what happened. This was like December 21st, 2024. It was about 3 weeks ago. As I was in study, this was Sabbath morning. So it had to be around anywhere between 9 and 10 a.m. because I do my studies before we do church. Or even set up Turbo. Turbo usually gets set up by 11:30 a.m. Make sure it's running. So as I was in study, the gas guy, because we have propane here, we live out in the middle of nowhere, so we got a gas bottle up there. Well, he came to fill my tank. I think, wait a second, it's the Sabbath. I got a worker within my gates. I prayed and I asked the Lord to forgive me for not going out there. I tried making an excuse to not do so because he didn't keep Sabbath anyway, so he really didn't know. And then suddenly the Holy Spirit just slapped me upside the head and moved me to get out there and do the right thing and bring the track. Everybody gets a track that comes here. And it's the one about billions will soon blaspheme the Holy Ghost, right? And he said, the Lord moved me, saying that this is a precious soul. Let him know. And this guy knows me. And, I've talked to him before, and he usually fills my bottle on Tuesdays. Whenever we need it, like once or twice a year. It's usually on a Tuesday. That's his route. And so I went out there and started the conversation as to how low the tank can actually go before we have issues. And he said it can go down to zero because it's just like a Bic lighter, those tanks. It's just like a big old Bic lighter. You look in the lighter on the bottom. Like, remember the clear ones we had in the 70s? And, you look at the bottom of the lighter and there's no liquid at all, but it still lights. That's because of the fumes. He says you can go down to zero, but you don't want to be down there long because then you get gas or air in the lines and you have to purge everything. This is, so I asked him, when do you usually fill my tank? And the only reason I ask him, this is what I'm saying, the only reason I ask is because I keep Sabbath. And the word of my God, the word of our God, says I cannot have workers within my gates. On this holy day. He then said, yeah, okay, sorry. We usually don't come out on Saturdays, but and you are set for Tuesday fills, and he apologized. He says, but he's trying to get ahead due to the holidays. Okay, and so I somehow got the conversation towards allowing me to ask him if he heard about the religious laws that we're taking, that we're talking about, where, you know, we're going to use religious laws to enforce climate change because it's a global situation. Satan figured out a way to make it like this because we all know it's fake. I mean, all sorts of scientists. I just put another article up this week proving, showing that there is no such thing as what they're saying about climate change. But we know why they're doing it, because every nation will get into it. They even did it with the pandemic. They set up the infrastructure with the pandemic, and I was telling them about that as well. So it's all set in place so as to have a way to enforce the mark of the beast, and that's what I told them. And I said the reason it's the mark of the beast, it's a religious law, because every time the mark of the beast is mentioned in Revelation, the word worship is right there with it. And so this religious law will get, and now I pull my track out and hand it to them with the front cover showing, and I says, this mark is a religious law so as to get people to as to get billions to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And he reads it as I say it. I says, this is happening in your lifetime. It's happening in my lifetime, and I'm not a young man anymore. Because he knows what he's looking at when he sees me, right? I'm all gray. And so he was very cordial and very friendly the entire 5 minutes I was able to talk with him. So that's why he came on Sabbath. And I praise God for that. And if it happens again, you know I'm going to be out there again. Like next year, if they come out here on the Sabbath because of the, and I don't care if all of a sudden the mark is being enforced. I'm going to go out there and say, please don't fill it today. But that was an amazing blessing, you know, because at first I was getting like, you know, no, I just, and I can't believe the devil was doing it, because that's not me. I usually run out there if anybody's on my land. But I thought, well, I'm going to have to tell him about the Sabbath. And I was like, he's not going to want to answer. And also the Holy Spirit more or less said, it's a precious soul. Get out there. And so I skedaddled and I got out there. And it was a blessing for both of us, because I know he seemed good about it. And I know I was good about it, because it really did bless my heart to share with them. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because like everybody knows, I do that with like UPS, FedEx, or whatever, whenever they come here to get a track, unless they've been here 10 times. And so we just talk cordially after that. But so, and I also want to praise the Lord for all the trials this week and for all of us, because we need to go through these trials. And I was reading from Sister White this morning in regards to, I was doing a study, and there's more stuff in there about the angels too. Oh, and I want to praise the Lord for the studies I did on the cherubs and the cherubim and the seraphims. It's amazing what the Bible reveals about these two. They're angels, they're both angels, but they have certain duties, and especially the seraphims. You can really see the duty when you get into Isaiah 6, but maybe I'll share that another time, or on a study, or as a fellowship or something, I don't know, or a sermon, I don't know. I got the sermon series going on now, I can't really break into that one. But now I got a praise from my sister wife, Francisco, okay? Actually, it's just only Francis, but you know. And she says, seven blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for this new year He has blessed us with. We're 1 year closer to his return. I praise him for my salvation and all the joy that comes with it. I praise him for the beautiful snow we had this past Thursday night. And Nick and I were up late that night at about 11 p.m. And I got my coat on and went outside to see the beautiful snowflakes coming down so slow and so quietly. The surface of the snow on the ground was so sparkling and shimmering from the security light on the pole in the yard. It brings me back to when I was a child. I would walk to the end of the block where we lived just to see what I called the diamonds shimmering on top of the fresh snow that was on the ground under the street light. It was so beautiful that I knew even at that young age that this beautiful scene was a gift from God for me. Even as an adult now, I still remember the night when I was little, or that night when I was little. And I always give the praise that God is so deserving to have for that beautiful diamond-coated snow scene. I praise his holy name for my husband, who's always there for me when I need help with anything, and always teaching me something new in God's Word every day. This past year, our prayers were often mixed with many tears and struggles, but our God that we serve, our loving Father, I'm reminded of the prayers. It gets rough at times. But she says, our loving Father in heaven always assured us that we can make it through anything with him, who is our forever merciful, loving God in heaven. I praise his name always. Also, I praise his name for our wonderful, loving, obedient being. Wait. I also praise him, his name, for our wonderful, loving, and obedient to God church family, who we rejoice with as we praise God's holy name all together forever and ever. I love you all. You had to go and do that, didn't you, friend? Get me going. But the thing is she always, I mean, I don't know if anybody knows it. Well, I'm not going to mention it. Not going to mention it. Because it was just a blessing. And I don't want to, you know, step out of line there. And I'd rather God get the glory. Not anybody else. And no, I wouldn't. I wasn't even going to be talking about myself. But the thing is I remember the first time Fran told me about those diamonds. I don't know if we were dating or already married. But I never saw that before. I never realized it before. And then this morning, you know, I went out and I fed the birds, gave them a little extra because there's snow everywhere. And it literally landed with no wind. And so it's covering a lot of the trees. And it's hard for our little birds to get, you know, their seeds that they like. And so I always give them a little more, you know, I put a lot in the tray and then a lot on the ground, you know, not too much on the ground because I don't like them pecking away in the cold snow. And then on a little table I have out there. And, but well, the snow was a blanket everywhere, right? And the sun is shining because it's rising. It's early in the morning. And the sun reflects off of little snowflakes every now and then because they're like glass. They're just little pieces of ice. And, every now and then, a snowflake, if you look across your yard or wherever you're at, every now and then you'll see tens of thousands of them, these little bright, they look like diamonds, and like really bright reflections of the sun with these little specks of snow that are reflecting the light, and it looks like diamonds all over the ground. I never noticed that until she told me that many years ago. And every now and again when I see that, it's a blessing to see. And so, but yeah. Okay. Brother Gilbert's already got his hand up, and I'll check my. I've got quite a few. Well, I'm going to just share one more, and I'm going to let Brother Gilbert get on the mic. But this first one here is from Brother Yaswanth in India. He says, "Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I thank and praise the Lord God Almighty for his plan and purpose for my life and all of our lives. I praise the Lord Jesus for his continual intercession for me and forgiving me in my failures and offering a salvation cup of grace on my table. I can only thank him completely with heart full of gratitude because it is he, the Jesus, who feeds me and guides me. I praise the Lord Jesus for blessing my children to know about him and putting desire in their hearts to learn about him. I also praise him for helping us to endure another year of trials and temptations of this world and blessing us with another new year of opportunity to be perfected in amazing grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. I also praise the Lord for helping my wife to recover. As the years pass on, I pray earnestly that God will bless us ultimately with the latter rain, with much more favor, and we can glorify him and witness about him." Brother Yaswanth, amen. Amen and amen. All right, let me drop the mic for Brother Gilbert. I think he was the first one up, and then Sister Minnie's going to jump in after that, I think.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Good. I thank the Lord that I'm here. The past year has been something. I've come across something that to this day is absolutely mind-blowing. And I won't get into descriptions and stuff. As long as I tell the Lord about it, that's all that's needed. I'm just glad that He's helped me through that, dealing with that, because without Him, I'm not even sure if I'd even be alive through it. And I thank Him for that. And Sister Fran, I know what that's like about seeing diamonds, except the diamonds that I would see are the what I would call stars in the lake whenever I would take my nature walk whenever I take a walk during Sabbath, and I would just look and I would see all these stars. I would go to the lake to see the stars, and when the sun hits the water, and I just see like this huge sprinkle, this barrage and stuff, I would just sit there and I would just look, and I would just keep that as a memory. And only the Lord can make pictures like that to where you can actually retain it as a memory and share it with someone, perhaps someone that's going through a real down day, you know, something to give that person something to look forward to in the midst of the crazy world that we're in. But there's just not enough time in life to praise the Lord for everything that He's done. I mean, so much has happened, and I'm just so glad that He's there. I am very, very thankful for the first time that I've come across this church's website when I was a contractor in the Air Force. I mean, I was reading the Bible then, and out of nowhere, here comes this link to the church, and I've been going to close to 20 years, you know, different churches and stuff. But the things that I have learned being here, I think one of the biggest lessons that I've heard was if you want to know what Scripture means, go to the Bible. That to me is an absolute mind blower, because it just made things so easy, especially, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, reading on the Sabbath day is a serious help. I mean, you could just learn so much. And on top of that, I was someone mentioned earlier about music being constantly played, you know, Satan doing his thing, you know, constantly. I would go through that. I work in Home Depot, and I hear music all the time, all day. And it's not music that praises God. And I have to be honest, there are times I shove my earbud in my ear, and I listen to Scripture all day long. I remember something that was written in words to the little flock, to where don't try it. It goes to the thing of study it. Don't try to study the word. Just let it come in bits and pieces. And that's how I was able to just learn here and there, because I would hear a little gem from this book, a little gem from this verse, and so on and so on and so forth. I have learned, and I know I'm giving all praise to the Lord. I'm just glad that this place here is the vessel that He's using to help us to learn. But it's those things right there that it's mind blowing. It really is. And only God can do things like that. I'm just glad that despite everything, His compassion and everything, that He's still willing to help me. I mean, I don't deserve that. You know, I just don't deserve it. I mean, the Lord, I'm going to say it over and over again. The Lord has been, the Lord always is, and the Lord will always will be good, you know? And I just thank him for it. And I'm going to stop here. Enjoy the day, everyone. Enjoy the day. Have a good day.
Praise the Lord, Brother Albert, Gilbert. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you Albert. What wonderful praises so far this Sabbath. I have several to share, praise the Lord. So I'm going to get started. I'm going to mention the ones that were shared in our children's study for those that weren't able to hear them this morning earlier. Sister Pam says, I praise the Lord for helping us get online for Sabbath today. I echo that. I'm sure we all do, sister. Praise the Lord, bringing us 1 year closer to his coming to take us home. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Barbara says, praise the Lord that we are together again in our chat meeting. Yes, we praise that as well. Sister Ida, I praise the Lord for everything. Amen. Sister Damien, praise God for all he has done and for my entire church family. Praise the Lord. Sister Hosanna says, praise the Lord for life. Yes, life is a gift from the Lord. Sister Luna, praise the Lord for friends and family and church family, and praise God for animals and flowers. Yes, praise him for all he created. Sister Dania, praise the Lord for fixing the site and for the answered prayers for the new year, the snow, and for my family and the church. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Alvi, I praise the Lord for the first Sabbath of the year and for the talents we will improve this year. Amen, sister. Sister Hannah, I would like to praise the Lord for God's amazing grace and how he helps us every day, every moment. I want to praise the Lord for his mercy and blessing us with another year and how he shows us how much he loves us and cares for us in so many wonderfully wonderful ways. Amen, sister. I echo that as well. Sister Marissa says, I praise the Lord for all the experiences, trials we had that help us to hold on to the promises of our mighty God. Amen, sister. Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for his mercy, patience, long-suffering, protection, correction, and the perfect peace he gives that only he can give, for his many blessings that he gives, for the weather, for his loving kindness. Our Lord is so amazing, for having a place to live, food, vehicle to drive, for the clothes on my back, for everything the Lord does that we don't even know. Praise his mighty name. Amen, sister. And then Brother Jones, Sister Katie. Katie and I would like to praise the Lord for our salvation, his joy, peace, love, protection, mercy, and forgiveness. Also for the trials that correct us and bring us closer to Jesus. Finally, we would like to praise the Lord that we received the keys to our new house this week and will be moving in towards the end of the month. Praise the Lord. The previous homeowners left the house very clean and wood for the wood burner that will last us many years. Oh, that is awesome. Praise the Lord. We also gave our realtor a couple tracts as she gave us a housewarming gift that we will use when we start our garden. Sabbath blessings and God bless everyone. Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. Sister Marie says, I praise God for loving me. Amen, sister. We all praise God for loving us. Brother Alex says, I want to thank the Lord for quick recovery from illness, an unexpected generous check, and various other things. Praise the Lord, Brother Alex. Sister Vanessa, praise the Lord for answered prayers. He is helping me to change my diet. Every day he is helping me eliminate meat from my diet. So far, no red meat for 1 month. And every other day, no meat at all. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, sister. And continue to pray, and he will just keep your diet getting better and better. And then Brother Eli shared in the room, this isn't a praise. It's from NB 10:3. I'm not sure what NB stands for. It says, the trials of life are God's workmen to remove the impurities and roughness from our character. They're hewing, squaring, and chiseling. They're burnishing and polishing. It's a painful process. It is hard to be pressed down to the grinding wheel, but the stone is brought forth prepared to fill its place in the heavenly temple. Upon no useless material does the master bestow such careful, thorough work. Only his precious stones are polished after similitude of a palace. Oh, that is beautiful, brother. Thank you for sharing that. And then Sister Barbara had another praise. I pray the Lord for his patience, mercies, blessings, endless forgiveness, travel, protection, and all the unanswered prayers. Praise the Lord for this church family. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Leticia says, I praise God for all his protection and his love for me. There are times that I talk with God about many matters, and it's not always on bended knees. And it's just amazing to see how he answers those small matters in our lives when I truly wasn't expecting a way for those matters. I'm grateful, she says in capital words. I'm always in awe of his attention, that he was willing to listen to my small concerns and that they mattered to him. When we may think our small issues are no big deal, God has great concern for those which are upon our hearts. Our God is amazing, faithful, and always providing for his children. And then she has this verse, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115, verse 18. Praise the Lord, sister. That is beautiful. Keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters. God bless you all. And I echo all your praises.
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Happy Sabbath, family. Can everybody hear me? Alrighty, praise the Lord. Want to praise the Lord first and foremost for blessing us with the opportunity to witness a brand new year. And like Sister Pam had said, it's 1 year closer to the return of our Lord. And I can echo that till the cows come home, because I'm ready for the Lord to come, because this world just grows more, it just grows more and more weary as the days go by. But I know we still got a work to do, and, you know, let this be a year where we work like we've never done before. So, you know, praise the Lord for another year of life. And also, I praise God so, so much for the challenges, the many trials of 2024, because it only made us better. And I just can't thank the Lord enough for what he did for Danny and I throughout 2024, to refine us and prepare us to stand in his courts, you know, when he comes, and so that we'd be ready for that, and ready to take on the trials and the bigger challenges that are going to be coming our way, that are going to impact the entire world, and we all know what that is. And so I praise the Lord for those things. And there's a major unspoken praise that Danny and I will reveal next Testimony Sabbath. For right now, we're just trying to let it all soak in. So as for right now, it's going to remain as an unspoken praise. But again, it'll be revealed next Testimony Sabbath, Lord willing. But there's one praise a couple of them I wanted to share. So last week we went to my mom's house for the week. It was last week. Okay, yeah, we went to my mom's house for the week, just because, you know, we needed to get away for a while, just because everything had been kind of just hitting us like left and right. It was like one trial would end and another trial would follow right after. It just needed to clear our heads, and also to see my family, because we hadn't seen them for quite a while. So it was the perfect time, and not to mention I wouldn't have work, so And we weren't there for Xmas at all. No, we weren't there for any of those celebrations. We were just there because the opportunity presented itself. Because, like I said, there wouldn't be any work. So I was like, hey, why not? Let's take the week off. So we did that. Now, as we were on our way out the door, Danny wanted to make a quick stop to Walmart to get some coconut water. so we did that. Now, we got out the car and we were walking in the direction toward the store. And as I was walking by a red Kia, and it was an older woman who was getting into the car, and I heard her trying to start the car, but it wasn't starting. And so then I ended up turning around, and I walked over up to her. I knocked on her window, and I says to her, I says, is your battery dead? And she goes, I think it is. She really doesn't – she didn't know what was going on. And so so what Danny and I did was we pulled the car around to face her car, and she had a pair of jumper cables in her back seat, and we tried to get her battery jump started, but her jumper cables were not working. And come to find out why they weren't working is because she had very old cables. Like, the wires looked like they were chewed on. Like, they were just no good. And the clamp itself that you hold to connect to the battery, they popped off. They were being held on by duct tape. So I says, yeah, these are no good. These are no good at all. So I ended up tossing them out. And I stayed out there with the woman. Her name was Mary Lou. We found out her name after. Her name is Mary Lou. Very sweet lady. She's 85 years old. And so it was actually perfect timing that we were there. Because while I stayed with her, Danny went inside the Walmart, and we got a new pair of jumper cables for her. And I want to praise the Lord for that praise in and of itself, of just being able to get new jumper cables, because there was a sister who was so generous enough and felt led to give us some money, and we realized, huh, part of that money was being used so that we can buy these jumper cables for this woman. So we got new jumper cables. And this one was pretty unique because it has a little meter. It has a meter on it that can tell you when you're good to go, to like, so when you can put it to the battery and you can try to jumpstart the battery. So it's a pretty neat feature. So so even with that, even with the new jumper cables, her battery still wasn't being jumpstarted. So we were like, yeah, you're going to have to get this checked because this is just, I asked her if it may be her alternator and, or not asked her, but I told her, I says it could very well be your alternator as well. But regardless of what it was, we had to call AAA. Now, thankfully Mary Lou had AAA. So it took a while for AAA to get to the Walmart parking lot just so that they can try to get the car jump started. So in the meantime, while we were waiting, Danny got the chance to just sit in the car with Mary Lou and just talk to her. And I don't know what they were talking about because I wasn't in the car with them, but I know from what I understand that there was some talks about Jesus and you said that it had to do with the church as well, like how. What was it about that you?
Oh, like the trials that we go through in life. There.
Speak up.
I'm trying to remember.
Well,
I just got to witness to her and talk about how the Lord is there to help
You're very well, honey.
Oh, sorry. Mary Lou was telling us about how grateful she was. Leaving her at the Walmart waiting for AAA, and I was telling her that we praise the Lord that we got to stop and see that she needed help. And so we got to
You're fading out. You're fading out.
I can't really yell. Can you guys hear me better? Before I continue.
You don't have to yell.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm sorry. But I'll.
She doesn't have an outside voice.
I don't. I'm sorry. I'll just say, praise the Lord that.
We can't hear you guys. It's just wait. I can kind of hear sometimes. But...
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, because Danny does not have an outside voice. So sorry for that.
Yeah.
So I'll just finish the phrase. So her so Mary Lou, the woman, her daughter worked at the Walmart, but incidentally she just happened to not be there that day, and I think she had two other daughters that she tried. Oh, she had another one that she tried reaching out to see if you know she can come out and help her mom out, but neither one of her daughters picked up the phone, so no one was around, and she was wondering why aren't they here? She was confused about it because she would have thought one of her daughters would have picked up the phone, but Danny and I realized it after the fact that it was meant to be that her daughters were not to be there. It was meant for us to be there so that we could talk to her about Christ. And so it worked out, and that it worked out like that. So it's all right that her daughters didn't come. It was we were needed to be there so that we can share with her Christ. And so they were talking, Danny and Mary Lou were talking about the Lord and different things. Like I said, I didn't know everything that they were talking about. So then finally the AAA comes out. And they and the tow truck driver was actually able to use his jumper cables, and then they used the ones that we bought. They just needed two sets of jumper cables just to get the battery going. And praise the Lord, the car started and everything worked out. And so then after the tow truck driver left, because he didn't need to tow the car at all, we were telling Mary Lou to go down the road to the Advanced Auto. Have them look at the battery and do not shut the car off or else this is going to happen again. So she was able to drive all the way down to the Advanced Auto, which is down the road from the Walmart, and she was having the battery looked at. But before we left, we gave her an Arlac and a Billions Will Soon Bless You in the Holy Ghost track, and we were telling her about the things that are coming upon the world. And she was very receptive to receive the book and the track, and she says she would read them. And another praise too is that we gave her the new jumper cables. We gave them to her to keep. So he says, you keep these, you're gonna need these. And so she was very appreciative of that. And of course she tried to give me money like most people do, and I tried to refuse the money, but one thing that I have learned, and of course, I don't push this upon people. You guys are, of course, subject to your own discretion, but what I personally like to do is that, like, if I try to refuse somebody giving me money and they may insist, especially an older woman, you know, or anyone older for that matter, especially when they try to do that, I don't fight with them, and I just hesitantly accept it because it's just their way of showing thanks, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you. But I just learned not to argue with people like that because, you know, they're gonna put up a fight. So, but she gave us $25, so that was nice of her to do that though. And one thing that I learned from that is no matter how old somebody is, whether they're very set in their ways or whether they've never learned of Christ, you know, we got to get this message out to everybody that we possibly can. And even 85-year-old women, you know, who are set in their ways at that point and they're in the last quarter of their life, you know. So we just pray that she receives the message gladly and embraces Christ fully into her heart before the Lord puts her to sleep. And who knows, maybe she may be the means to be able to reach her daughters or anybody else that's around her. So praise the Lord. So all that to say, we were initially just going out to get some coconut water for Danny, but then the Lord had other plans. We were meant to be there to evangelize to her. And also another praise that came along with being to see my mom is that I shared the truth about Christmas with them on a couple of different occasions, but this time I did it a couple Sabbaths ago, and when we got there, I praise the Lord, there was not a single Christmas decoration up or the tree. So I was like, wow, okay, praise the Lord that they took heed to that message about not celebrating Christmas. And then it was good to just study the Bible together. We had a really good Sabbath. Like, you know, we did a Q&A, and it just so happened to be, it was on the day that Q&A Sabbath was going on here in the church. So praise the Lord for that time we got to spend with the family. And I can't think of anything else. I think that is all on my end. But I just wanted to hop on here, share how awesome the Lord is in that regard. And God bless you all, and have a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, it's no doubt. Her daughter didn't show up because you needed to be there, you and Danny. Praise God. So, let's see here. I want to also praise the Lord about something I just discovered the hard way. Brother Alex was telling me that there was a bunch of issues with, like WTPR Live was getting choppy. And so when I reboot the stream, it got much better. And I know what the problem is now. Probably have to take that player out that's inside the chat room on the top left when you hit those dots. I'll have to take the player out and just put in a link, and they'll like do it like the old days where you click it, it'll open up another page, and you hit the play button and then just come back in the chat room, because it's multiplying the cache is what it's doing. It's okay now, but every now and then it starts going berserk and double, tripling, and quadrupling the cache, which is causing issues, you know, for the bandwidth, and so people can't stay and get so choppy. So next week it might be the old link that we used to use, on the, you know, those three dots. Sorry about that, but you know, I can't. It's because I'm using a proxy server to run the audio through, and I think it's doubling itself up or something. So I want to praise the Lord. He just showed me that now. So all right, and so I got another praise here. I got a bunch of them, in fact. Brother Ted. He says, Sabbath blessings, church family. He says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and my family's health, and all our needs are provided through his abundance, riches, and grace, and the multitudes of many unspokens. As we all know, each day brings troubles of its own, and within my job duties, this can be overwhelming at times. Within the current role, our engineering division had requests to test our new hardware and certify its conformity of meeting all EU regulatory requirements for sale in Europe. This was originally scheduled to be completed by March 2025, as we were nearing completion of the overall design prototype and testing individual components. However, the schedule was moved forward to the aggressive nature of our sales team competing for a new large opportunity within the European marketplace. The new deadline was moved forward for installation beginning late January or February 2024. Fair enough. However, this had additional knock-on effects upon me, one of which is finding three new installation companies. Second, to vet all three of the installation companies into our corporation. And lastly, take one of the new installation companies and set up our corporate VPN on a few of their designated computers within the European domain. boy, that's a lot of work. So, and then he said the work involved required working with different divisions within our company on four different continents and time zones. After meeting and missing several deadlines, there was considerable pressure on me to work on the Sabbath from my line manager and his divisional manager. This is an ever-increasing theme, though at times it seems very dire and that I would fail to meet the final goal. I prayed and trusted throughout, not wavering with working late into the night and rising up early each day or earlier each day. God answered my prayers, giving me favor in completing all my tasks. As always, the Lord will sustain us when we cast our burdens upon him. Psalm 55:22. Praise the Lord. Your brother in Christ, Ted. Amen, my brother. Praise the Lord. The enemy will do whatever he can to try to get us to break Sabbath. But boy, it's kind of rough. He put all that, especially with different time zones. How do you, I guess you can just stay up 24 straight hours. But amen. Praise God. All right, this next praise I got from Brother Stephen, it's, thank you for the emails. I got all your emails. Don't worry. And, well, we'll find out in a minute if anybody didn't come through. So Brother Stephen says, hi, church family. Happy Sabbath. Peace to you all. Last testimony, I was a bit shaken that I did not say a whole lot. God was allowing me to go through an intense spiritual trial that I may learn to trust him. I praise God. I feel much better spiritually, and the better feeling is reflected with the peace I love to enjoy. November and December was very hard, as I had a terrible dream unlike any other that I could remember. The contents of the dream were not even scary, but for whatever reason, I woke up crying just as I was crying in the dream, and it shook my anxiety for an hour or two in the morning. It kind of affected me all day because I did not fully recover. When the night came, I did not want to go to sleep because I did not want to have another one of those dreams. I praise the Lord, though, that when I picked up my Bible and opened it, Psalm 4 was there. But before I could start reading, my Bible slipped from my hand and I lost my place. But praise again be to God that when I picked it back up, it opened to Psalm 4 again. I started to read the Psalm, and I got great comfort because the last verse was verse 8, wherein it reads, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And that's something. I was talking about that earlier, remember? The little things, this little, you wouldn't think is a big deal. He bends down in his busy eternity to give him that. That's amazing. He goes on to say that I thank God and went to bed and did not have another emotional dream where my soul was shaken. I praise God. A friend of mine is looking into the Sabbath and has another friend whose zeal for the Sabbath has greatly affected him. I pray he starts keeping it. I also want to thank God for teaching me and Jesse a few things on our trip and meeting some people and passing out many tracts. I praise God the most for the great salvation of Jesus Christ, his peace and long-suffering, and his great mercy in the trials that God gave me. It really put into perspective many things and showed me the great deliverance God gives, his great compassion in our unworthiness to be admitted into heaven. God's love really is very great. Praise and glory to God Almighty. Amen. Amen, my brother. Okay, Sister Marie sent me one. And this one's a little long, too. So it says, good morning and happy Sabbath, pastors and brothers and sisters. I hope everyone woke up happy and in good health. Amen to that. I want to give praise to God for waking me and my family up this morning. I also give thanks to God for my salvation and for answered prayers. I praise God and give thanks that he has opened up my understanding in my readings. And as I understand more, I use his word when speaking to others in response to their questions. A couple of days ago, I was in a conversation with a man, and as we continued to share, he seemed to be in agreement until one of his other questions stumped me. I like challenges, but I admit this one question is hard to answer. I have given this man all the answers I can. He asks, how do we know that the Sabbath is on Saturday? I gave him the scripture in Genesis 2. He responded that the scripture does not prove that Saturday is the Sabbath. He is right in the day. He is right in that God only says the seventh day is the Sabbath. God didn't say that Saturday is the Sabbath. He is also right that God did not use days of the week that we use today. So I explained to him the calendar. In response, he told me that looking at today's calendar shows that Sunday is the first day, but it does not prove that Saturday is Sabbath, because back in God's day, they didn't have our calendars. He said that if they did have a calendar, it probably was not the same as the one we use today. I responded that God's day, their days were from evening to evening. He agreed, but still wanted to know how we can know that God's Sabbath is Saturday and not any other day of the week. I tried to help him see that God's Sabbath is Saturday and no other day by using the events that have happened and are happening now and how it will all lead to Sunday laws. I mentioned the prophecies that are still to happen in the future and about the climate change and how all this proves there is kind of like a war over the Sabbath and that will probably be enforced as Sunday laws. I told them that if it were not true, then why is there so much confusion and debate on this topic only and not the other commandments? Amen. I was going to say that's the best way to do it. Just say it that way. He still wanted proof that, he still wanted proof that Saturday is Sabbath and not any other day. Either he just doesn't get it or he's being difficult. And he should put LOL. This man was polite but insistent on proof Sabbath being Saturday. I praise God and love when he gives me these challenges, because challenges keep me focused on his word. And for that, I praise his holy name. Have a good rest of the Sabbath in the coming week, Sister Marie. Amen. We'll keep that guy in prayer. Yeah. That's another one you could have used there, too. Sister Marie, just tell them, what do you call Sabbath in Italian? What do you call Saturday in Italian? What do you call Saturday in Spanish? In all these other languages, they all say sabado or sabado, and they're all saying the Sabbath. You can't change God's law, even though mankind wants proof that it wasn't changed, let's say. But anyway. Seed planted, yeah. The Lord will send somebody else with a little more. Okay, Brother Seth. Well, Sister Mindy's got, well, let me give one more because I got a bunch here. So Brother Seth says, I wanted to praise the Lord for the SDR resources that reminded me this week of the Lord's love that he has for his people and how to share that love with others. And then he quotes from Ministry of Healing, page 63, and it says, in working for the victims of evil habits, instead of pointing them to despair and ruin toward which they are hastening, turn their eyes away to Jesus. Fix them upon the glories of the heavenly. This will do more for the saving of body and soul than will all the terrors of the grave when kept before the helpless and apparently hopeless. And then he says, praying for more opportunities to share his love and truth. That's why I wrote the heaven page, by the way, on my site. Because after I left the Catholic Church, I started going to Baptist churches because they're the only ones that I knew that actually carried a Bible around, and except the Pentecostals, but I knew the Pentecostals were kind of messed up, or very messed up. The glories of the heavenly. Hold on a second here. This is, there it is. Okay. All right. I didn't want to have all that come back up. lot of anomalies today. But yeah, because the Baptists back then would think, I don't know why this keeps happening. It just happened again. Okay, here it is. Okay. The Baptists used to always preach hellfire and brimstone, and everybody I knew was trying to be a Christian because they were afraid of hell. And I said, salvation is not about fire insurance. And then I made that heaven page. And so that's where I wanted to go with that. And so then I kept getting these distractions here. Okay. All right. Oh, let me drop the mic because Sister Mindy has the praise, and then Brother Alvin's obviously going to be going next because I know Sister Mindy was up. So I'm going to drop the mic.
All right. Praise the Lord for these wonderful praises. All right. I have some more to share. Let me get one here. Okay. Brother Matthew says, I first praise the Lord for my life and the lives of people around me. I praise the Lord for guiding me and teaching me his ways according to his will through his word. Psalm 119:105, I praise God for strengthening me all my tests and trials, no matter what they may be. Philippians 4:13, even in my infirmities do I praise God. 2 Corinthians 12:9, to the end will I praise you in your holy name, Father God, for being my refuge and fortress. Psalm 91, and I give you praise, honor, and glory for this day of rest. Exodus 20:8-11. In Jesus' name, amen. We echo that too, brother. And then he also shared the praise. I praise the Lord for my salvation. I praise the Lord for blessing me with more of his Holy Spirit. I praise the Lord for answered and unanswered prayers, because I know that God blesses me, especially against those who speak things against me that I don't hear and can't see the things they plot and scheme behind my back. I praise God for his love, mercy, grace, and peace. Praise the Lord, the good and the bad, because God works all things for my good and the good of my family. And they have some parentheses, remnant. Praise the Lord, brother. And then little sister Jade says, I praise the Lord for all his goodness, blessings, and safety in the year 2024. We were able to attend the camp meeting and meet the children in the church. I praise him for allowing us to travel to the Philippines. Praise the Lord. Sister Pam has, praise the Lord, there are so many things to be thankful for. One that is special for me is how he shows me he is always near, hearing and answering my prayer, and ready to forgive when I fall. Amen, sister. I echo that as well. Praise the Lord. Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for his travel mercies. Praise the Lord for his healing and teaching us patience when a trial comes. Amen. And then Brother Jojo, I praise the Lord for all the love he gave me, for helping me with my first year in homeschool, and for blessing me with so many good things. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Marie had another praise. She says, I just want to thank God for hearing my prayers while I was there with such a great pain. I told God to take this pain away from me because they, hospital, were not giving me any medication for pain while I was waiting to be seen. A thought came to my mind to lean over and put pressure on my stomach. And when I did that, I didn't feel so much pain anymore. I was even able to take a nap. Thank you all for praying for me while I was going through hard times. All the glory to God. I have no pain anymore. I'm just home relaxing now. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Praise the Lord, sister. We will continue to pray for healing. Brother Jesse says, I have an addition to mine sent to Brother Nick. When Brother Stephen and I were evangelizing in Austin, Texas, a tornado formed around Bro Stephen's house. Praise the Lord that it dissolved and disappeared when we were about to reach it, and the entire day just had clear skies. Praise the Lord. All right, I will drop the mic.
Happy Sabbath. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Do you hear me clear? All right. Praise the Lord. So, first, Happy New Year and Happy First Sabbath. of 2025. And I would like to praise and thank the Lord for the amazing year we had in 2024. But before I proceed for my praise, I'd like to share this text from 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Let me post this. Okay, this was the time when Samuel was reminding Israel how the Lord delivered them from their enemy and encouraging them to depend on him for future success. It says here, then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, means stone of help, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So this text, I actually shared this one last night in our Philippine brethren, because you know, it applies also to us. Up to now, the Lord has been our help. In fact, counting as we count His blessing, it really makes us, you know, like the song says, it surprises us with what the Lord has done for us. So as we look back on the year 2024, my family and I are really so thankful for the wonderful experiences we had while serving Him. I praise our loving God because I can see how He helped us through everything. You know, whether we were sick, we are healthy, when we are in need or doing well, even in our troubles, missionary troubles, trip, and when even, you know, feeling joyful or even in sadness, because, you know, we can also feel being sad. And during our times of trials and temptations, of course, when we have this victory as well, and during the time of prayer, and in also doing our duties and responsibilities for the Lord, I am so thankful for all this. And in addition to that, I'm thankful, my family and I are thankful for the bright angels who literally appeared in our home, our new home last year, or last November, showing that we are really on the right path and comforting us in times of perplexity. It's truly a privilege and really humbling to be a part of this wonderful people chosen by God in this last generation, the SDR Remnant Church. And I praise the Lord to see the church family here and even abroad in Philippines and Kenya grow in grace. I thank the Lord for the increased truth, for the knowledge, for the wisdom, and of course the zealousness for the Lord, because each one of the brethren, it's like, you know, it's like a second habit already. They have their tracks or something in their packet when they are going around or even going to store, so they can share. That's the zealousness for the Lord, and I'm so happy on that, so thankful. Not only that, I'm so thankful and praising the Lord for the unity, for the love that we have felt since we joined this SDR Church family. And imagine how long was that? It was 8 years ago. Yeah, it's since 2016. Is that 8 years ago? Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. 7 or 8, I miss my mom. Okay, yeah, it's really a blessing to witness all these amazing and wonderful things, and really praise Him for helping each one of us until now. Yes, hitherto the Lord, you know, has helped us. I'd like to share the testimony and praise of my sister wife, Denisa. She said it over to me. She said, this is like a highlight of our last month's missionary trip. It says here, she says, on the first week of December 24, when we left for our missionary trip, I thank God for the great weather at, 19 degrees during the time. So, just one moment. She said she's changing. Why did you change it? Okay, let me read it again. Sorry. Okay. On the first week of December 24, we had our last missionary trip for the year 2024. We received an invitation last August of last year from our sister from Minnesota. She lives close to the border of Canada. You know, Sister Jocelyn. Praise the Lord, Sister Jocelyn, if you're there hearing it. And because the weather is getting cold, making it inconvenient to do a long drive, we thought of going there summer this year in 2025. But there was a little voice saying, we must do the work. That little voice, right? There was a little voice saying we must do the work regardless of the weather and situation. We pray to the Lord when is the best time. And God answered our prayer saying, go! Yeah, capital G and O. We had one day to get ready and we hit the road for 11 hours drive. I thank God for helping us obey His command even when the situation is unpleasant, helping us trust in Him and teaching us to obey without questioning. When I recalled old Abraham's story, I felt humbled because this task was so small compared to his. Yeah, that's nothing actually. At first, we had a lovely sunny weather at 32 degrees. Halfway through our journey, the clouds grew dark and heavy, and the snow began to intensify, eventually resulting in zero visibility. I remember this. So hard to drive. We cannot stop at any moment because we were on freeway. Alvin turned on the hazard lights and drove carefully while praying. We are praying. I and the kids whispered our prayers too. After 15 minutes, the clouds began to brighten, causing the snow to slow down and eventually stop. Imagine that's instant prayer. We think answer to our prayer. We thank God for the immediate answer to our prayer and for keeping us safe until we reach the house of our dear sister. It's our first time seeing each other, and we always talk on the phone, but it feels different to see a brother or sister in person. Yeah, there's a big difference actually when you talk on the phone, you don't see the person. No, there's a difference between a virtual communication when you really have a face-to-face. It's a different feeling. So because of that, we get to know their current situation. We did a Bible study, sharing testimonies, praying together, and strengthening each other's faith. And we never noticed the time passing by because it's so wonderful to talk to like-minded people. There is harmony among the children of God that creates peace in the heart. And I also recall the apostles' experiences in which they faced hardships, privations, and dangers from all directions. However, this did not hinder them from continuing their work. And this was an inspiration for us. Praise the Lord. I praise God for helping my children with patience, Jenny and Albi, and their endurance and long-suffering, because every time we embark on missionary trips, we face challenges such as delays, hardships, hunger, and extreme weather. Yet my children never voice any complaints. Praise the Lord. The Lord would always give us His assurance in the form of angels around us. And sometimes He gives us bonuses on our journey. And during our recent trip, we only had breakfast on our way back home. And Alvin was multitasking along the road, driving, did I? Driving and then listening to the men's meeting at the same time. I remember that. Because Janisha had this, earpiece. She shared to me. I also had to stay awake and focus as I help him not to fall asleep. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We were already exhausted. And it was already evening, so we had a stopover. The Lord is so good. He led us to a nearby restaurant that serves delicious vegan food, satisfying our hunger. And lastly, I praise God for the good health that we are able to endure extreme weather and adjust quickly. Because when we do missionary work in the Philippines, summertime is like 100 degrees. To 130, imagine that. But in the upper north, where we went was negative 13 to negative 29. So that's really cold. It's freezing. Sometimes you get simple colds and cough from the extreme adjustment, but His grace is sufficient for us. To God be the glory for all His wonderful work. I love you, Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, that's really amazing. That's my sister wife testimony. So, I keep on praising the Lord for His mercy and goodness, that He's blessing His remnant church around the world so that all of us can fulfill our duty to share our faith around us. With the best of our ability, and of course to be ready for His very soon return. So that's all for now, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear church family. God bless, and I love you all. Praise the Lord. I will drop the mic.
Amen, brother. Love you too. I got a few here. One of them's kind of long. And this first one's from Brother Jesse. He says, I have multiple places. And his first one is, I guess, I have to praise the Lord for His Discord ministry that He entrusted me. At the beginning of this summer, we only had babes from America that we were nourishing. We went global. Now we have babes and mature people from all across the world, and our babes are evangelizing, converting other souls to Christ. I hope and pray that the ministry springs back stronger than ever, because it was interrupted by my second praise. He says, I evangelized with another brother in Texas, and he taught me how to go door to door, how to share the present truth, how to cook, and a multitude of other positive lessons. We learned a lot about how to evangelize in twos. And yes, brother, I learned how to share the truth regarding climate change. Okay, he's talking to me there. So, oops. I eventually had to go back after sharing the truth to over 100 souls within that 4 days. I also had a merciful time coming back home. Amen. However, this goes into my third praise. My home is not in Kentucky anymore after things got physical. My dad tried to be hospitable, but my own blood family hates me, aside from his dad, because of my faith. I had to be, you know, that reminds me of, my dad was always cordial towards me through all this. You know, like when I left the Catholic Church, he was the only one that was, even though he didn't agree, he wasn't mean about it. So anyway, he goes on, I had to be kicked out by 6 a.m. when the temperatures were their coldest. I praise the Lord for my second family, Christ's family, our true family. Amen. I know what you mean there. Multiple people offered a roof over my head in Indiana and in Kentucky. However, the Lord turned the heart of Brother Amato to give me a roof, a job, and a community of CR brethren to live together. He nourished me physically as well, and I am well fed with a stable community. I also live close to that other beloved brother, Brother Stephen, where we can finally live as a threefold cord. And he says, but Brother Stephen doesn't live with us, but it's just a thought. Yeah, because he's about an hour away. And he goes, oh, and the drive down here, and boy, brother, I was praying left and right on that one because I didn't know you were going to go right away. And all of a sudden you sent me a text or an email that you already got there. Oh, it's me and Fran were both, yeah, relieved because we were both praying for you. I didn't know, well, I would imagine she wasn't. And I told her I was praying. She said she was too. And so he goes, the drive down here was also my fourth praise. I made it down here safe with very fair weather and extreme strength and vigilance to make it down here in 24 hours, which is a very, very quick drive. Amen on that. Because I'm from Kentucky to Texas. That's a cruise. And then he goes, I have a fifth praise. Brother Nick finally made a page regarding grace. Please visit, roundagod.org/grace.htm. I know how to speak and understand God's grace. And then Sabbath blessing his entire eternal church, internal family. Let us stay faithful up till the end, to the very end. Amen, my brother. Boy, I'm so glad everything's good now and you're safe. And I got to stop worrying about you people. You know, me and Fran, you know, we're so concerned for the church family. We're always praying for you guys, especially the young ones. Well, actually, most of you are younger than us, and so it's kind of like you're all our kids or siblings because, yeah, our families have, you know, are both her and my, because like I said earlier, she's the black sheep, I'm the black sheep in my family, and we're more or less, you know, now we got a big family with you guys. So now Sister Stephanie has the praise, and she says, Sabbath blessings, dear pastor and brethren and sisterin. I pray everyone is doing well. Peace upon you all. And then she says, I want to praise the Lord for his salvation, protection, guidance, and amazing love. I praise and thank him for allowing us to make it through the end of the year and to begin a new year. He has blessed us so much the last year, making sure we always have what we need when we need it, whether it's for us or it's for the animals he has brought to us, or even being able to help someone else in need. I know I was just praising the other day for the couple extra bucks to go out there and give the squirrels those corn logs and then the feed and the bird seed. I just love feeding these little guys. She goes on, helping us, our little family, to grow in our walks with him and each other. I thank him for blessing me with this church family and the brothers and sisters within, as we do as well. We praise God for you, sister, as well. And then she says, I also thank him for our studies. I love my time with him in the Word, learning more and more, asking him for his wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment. God is so good. I can't even express it sometimes. All I can do is just cry tears of joy. I'm just thankful for everything. God be with all. God be with y'all, is how she puts it. Stephanie. Yeah, she signs it Stephanie. And then Sister Sarah has got a real short one here. She says, Happy Sabbath, dear brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for a new granddaughter on the way in around 4 weeks. Our church family's growing, which I think is even more than people realize, but I'm not going to say anything. We are looking forward to meeting her. Oh, you already know it's a girl. Huh? So I also want to praise God for opportunities to witness and share present truth and for his faithful provisions and forgiveness. Love you, Sister Sarah. We love you too. And all those small humans. And we might even have, well, we definitely have another one on the way. So let's see. Not me and Fran. Okay. And none of our kids either. So let's see. Okay. This next one here is Brother Mo. But most of y'all call him Amado. But, you know, he's Brother Mo. Oops, hold on. This could be a praise. Yep, Anthony, that's what the Lord told me. That's what I was talking about. Okay? So, but I'm not going to say anything. Don't worry. All right, so this is from Brother Mo. He says, happy Sabbath, y'all. Oh, he says, y'all too. Okay. All right. I would like to share what the Lord has done for me during my trial with the separation of my wife and kids. And brother, we've been praying and praying and praying. And so it's good to see how his hand is moving on you. He says, not going to say it's been easy because come to find out being a child of his makes us a target for the enemy. For it is written, and then it says in 1 Peter 5:8, for be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Yep. He's got a big old target on our backs, but our God is greater. He goes on. Satan ain't looking for those who are lukewarm or those who are in sin, because he's already got them, obviously, yeah. He says he's looking for those who keep the commandments of God and are walking with Jesus. My walk with the Lord has been so great that though I've been told the Lord can't change a person that quick, I'm here to tell y'all, yes, he can. Amen. I agree. It happened to me. 2 weeks before my wife left, I cried to the Lord and asked him to help me because I didn't want to drink anymore. I cried and told him I'm sorry for not keeping my promises to him by not raising my kids the way I should, the way I know I should have. I told him I wasn't happy with my life and needed help. 2 weeks later, my wife left me. I didn't know it then, but this was answered prayer. Even though I was in sin, I felt I was at a dead end and in my life, especially with my marriage. The sadness and hurt that I felt was unbearable. I had thoughts of wanting to die. While I was feeling this way and thinking that I messed up even more by having these thoughts, I somehow managed to find the strength to open a Bible, my Bible. And the Lord led me to the story of Elijah. And he showed me that a brother in Christ, too, had these same thoughts that I had. But the most important part of what the Lord wanted me to see is that he was comforted. 1 Kings 19:4. It says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now. O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Behold, then an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. And that's something how the Lord does it for us, because it gets overwhelming. It gets overwhelming when everybody you know and love doesn't see what you see. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean. It gets rough. It gets very, very rough. He goes on. Brother Ma goes on. This was the beginning of me seeing that the Lord was with me. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months of us being, into 2 months of us being separated. I would still be depressed and would seek advice from brothers and sisters in the church, and it would help, but the peace I was looking for wasn't there. I went to TikTok and would try and find videos that people posted about similar situations that I'm going through and seeing if their marriage was reconciled so I could find comfort and hope in my marriage. And it worked, but for a moment. It wasn't until I broke down again, and this was big. I didn't have it in me anymore to fight for my marriage. I wanted to give up. I saw no hope with my wife's words towards me. I was told to leave it to God and let him take care of it. I heard them, but I didn't. If I didn't think it makes sense, if that makes sense, right? Wait, he says, I heard them, but I didn't. If that makes sense. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, now what he, yeah, he heard them, but he didn't at the same time. Yeah, the thought was, yeah. Well, it wasn't until then, when I wanted to give up, the Lord led me to surround my marriage and kids to Him. I prayed to Jesus and asked Him to please forgive me for failing Him and my marriage. All I ask is that You save my kids from me not showing them who You are. I asked Him to give me one more chance to raise my kids and lead my family to Him, because I don't want to see my kids lose their salvation because of my wrongdoing. I asked Him if He would do this for me, I would give my kids to Him so they can glorify Him. Sounds like Samuel's ma. That's what she did. After praying this prayer, I asked God to show me what to read and talk to. And talk to me, because I don't know what I'm doing. For me, just being so sad, is what he put in parentheses. And then he says, God led me to 1 Samuel, which I never read. And while I was reading 1 Samuel, I found out about Hannah and the prayer. Wow, I should have just shut up and I should have read on. He saw it then. Praise God. Same page, brother. Yeah. 1 Samuel 1, verses 10 and 11. It says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. That means it wasn't going to be shorn. The normal hair, it, you know, razor, it was when he was bald, kind of a thing. And then she goes on, or no, he goes, now, Brother Mo's talking, he says, this showed me that the Lord led me to read this again. Read this, and again, I knew he was with me. After giving me, let's see, that's twice, yeah, that quick. Elijah, and now Hannah. So going on, it says, after giving my whole life and family to him, and this time not trying to bring them back with me interfering, he has given me peace. No more sadness, no more tears. My faith has grown stronger, and the Lord is showing me who he is. And he's a powerful God who knows the end from the beginning. Every story I read, he is very powerful, and nothing is allowed unless he allows it. I actually have a pop-up that comes on my desktop every day, a couple, three times a day to remind me of that. Because of all the crazy things that are happening in my life and the attacks and the hate and all that, you know, it's just the sadness. And it pops up, and it always reminds me of that dream I had decades before the internet was invented to remind me, look, I told you about this decades before it happened. So can you kind of see now that, yeah, I'm in control here. I got everything handled for you. All of us individually, not just me, it's for all of us, my wife, my kids, and you guys. Brother Mo goes on to say that I now get to have Sabbath with my kids when I pick them up, and I'm getting the chance to teach them just like I prayed. This wasn't what I imagined, but I remembered what the scripture says. Yeah, there's that left field again, coming out of left field. And he quotes Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And then he goes another praise, and this one's not as long. He says, I would like to share with y'all is after tithing my first tithe and paying bills and gas and the usual, I had $12 left and I couldn't make it 3 days. And I couldn't make it 3 days with that I had until I get my first check. Well, the Lord blessed me by allowing someone who I haven't talked to in 3 years to send me money without me knowing and told me I didn't have to pay him back and that he's here for me and that anything from her, he's here for me and that we're brothers for life. wow, this is the same thing Fred and I saw when we left the Chicago area. We had no money, and then all of a sudden, people had all this money or groceries end up on the doorstep. I was just, this is what saddens me about atheists. They don't realize God really introduces himself. Man, this is good stuff. Praise God. All these praises today are just amazing. So he says, Brother Mo's talking again. He says, also, he allowed my wife to message me Happy New Year's, which I didn't expect anything from her. So I praise God for that. I know it might seem small, but to me, that's big. Also, I would like to praise the Lord for allowing my mom to help me with a few groceries for my kids, and her not knowing that I didn't have much food for them until I get paid. And you know her, his mom, right? Everybody knows his mom. She's one of our sisters here. And, okay, where did I leave off? Okay, until I get paid. One last praise I'd like to share is just yesterday, after coming back from Houston, I got a call and I got approved for food stamps that my wife did for me 2 weeks ago, and the lady said that's the fastest it's been normally. They ate up, they were backed up, he means, and the wait time is 30 to 60 days. I wasn't expecting that at all. The Lord has really blessed me, and thanks to Sister Stephanie, I now have a praise notebook that I'm writing everything down that he's done for me. Oh, okay. And she sent him a booklet probably. So and then he goes, so for those who are listening, whatever y'all are doing or going through, keep the faith, stay in the word, and I promise y'all, the Lord will come through for you. Every brother and sister mentioned in the scripture has seen the Lord deliver them from their troubles. So I'll end with this. He's got three Bible verses. Psalm 86:7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Isaiah 33:16. Bread shall be given them, his waters shall be sure. And then Matthew 6:8. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Amen, my brother. I noticed we got a couple of hands up over there, so I'm thinking somebody else has got some praises, so I'm dropping the mic.
Yeah. I can't wait. Huh?
What?
Oh,
I can barely hear you.
Oh, I had my mic. I had my computer muted for a second. Did you say me hop on the mic or Mindy? I'm sorry, because I'll drop my mic if Mindy had some praises.
Oh yeah, no. I said I was going to drop the mic because I saw two hands, but I just realized they're probably up because you guys don't know how to turn them down. Because Alvin already spoke, you already spoke. But are you going to announce something that I already know about? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at this point, I might as well because a few brothers and sisters in the church
I didn't
already
see nothing, bro. I'm just saying. The Holy Spirit already told me. I didn't want to say. Go ahead. I'm dropping a mic.
Yeah. No.
Good news, everybody.
It's all good. No. Trust me. I'm gonna wait till next month because during my testimony earlier, I was trying to let it just soak in, but. Apparently, since the Holy Spirit already informed you and the Holy Spirit already told Brother Jesse through a dream and Sister Stephanie knows, I might as well just share it with everybody. Danny and I are expecting. So we're going to have another addition to the church family. So that's the big praise I was going to wait till next month to share. I'm trying to let it soak in, and I don't know. It took me about 6 months or when I first got married to realize I'm a husband. It's going to take me much longer to realize that I got another human to take care of. But yeah, I'm not going to take up too much time. I just wanted to get on the mic and share that because apparently the Holy Spirit is multiple steps ahead of the game and yeah, as always. And so that's it. But yeah, so in the next about 9 months, though, I expect a little one.
Amen. Amen. And by the way, Brother Eli was also told by the Lord, too. Because when you were saying it, I thought, Danny's with child. It's got to be, that's all I'm hearing, you know. And sure enough, small human alert, there's one on the way. So, little ankle biter coming. You know, kids, aren't they something? The last ones in the family get wet when it's raining. So praise God. But when it comes to the latter rain, we all get it at the same time. So so praise God for that, too. But congratulations, my brother. We'll keep you and Danny and the little one in prayer. And, wow. I don't know why I get so happy when I hear stuff like this. But, well, I was like that every time Fran says, guess what, dear? See, that at 8 times. And so, yeah. And the devil would tempt me every now and then to think, no, this is great. I'm one of 11 kids, and so I know what it's like to have a big family, or I used to have. But now I do. I got a lot of kids, and I got a lot of brethren and sisterin, as Sister Stephanie says, or Sister Sarah. I can't remember which one does that, but amen. Praise the Lord. Baby on board. You got to get one of those bumper stickers. Right? Baby on board. So let me check my email one last time to see if we got any more announcements like this. That'd be nice. Let me just check it real quick. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Now let me check. I thought I got a... No, I didn't get a text. Okay. All right. Okay, now Brother Dwayne is going to share some music and we'll close in prayer. It's too late to do fellowship, so we're just going to end it here. And but don't forget, everybody, next week is communion.
And so I
have
more.
Please get great drink. Oh, you do? Oh, I just noticed you got your hand up.
I have my hand up.
I thought that was Anthony again. I don't know. Let me drop Brother. Sorry about that, sister. I just dropped Brother Alvin's for you. All right, go ahead. I'm not shutting up. Don't stop recording, Joe.
we're not right, done yet.
I forgot all about you, sister. I'm so sorry.
All right. I have some more praises. Sister Stephanie wanted to add to her praise. She goes, I forgot to add this to the email I sent, but I praise the Lord for his help during the holiday season. I stress every year because certain family members ignore my request to abstain. I finally put my foot down with my pa, and he apologized and asked for biblical information on the holidays. So I shared tracts with verses with him, and my in-loves didn't even mention them to me this year. It was such a relief to finally not to deal with it anymore. Peace and comfort from God. Praise the Lord, sister. That is amazing. And then I also want to clarify, earlier I said that Sister Marie had another praise, but it was actually Sister Maria. She's a dear sister in Texas that was in the hospital and had surgery. So I wanted to clarify that for everyone. Sorry about that. And then Brother Eli says, I praise the Lord for the books, Arlek and Healing Leaves, and that continue to be distributed, plus the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit tracts as well. Though we are unworthy of his blessings, praise the Lord for the work that he has entrusted us to do. Amen, Brother Eli. And then Brother Alvin shared in the room. I wanted to share it. He says, at times I am called to pass through financial perplexities, but I do not worry about money. God takes care of my affairs. I do all that I can. And when the Lord sees that it is best for me to have money, he sends it to me. That's Manuscripts 102:19-01. That's definitely good to remember. And then I want to share my praise, last but not least. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for blessing our last year. I know we all went through a lot of trials and difficulties and a lot of praises and a lot of amazing blessings and seeing God's hand move in our lives and continuing to, you know, help us overcome our weaknesses. And I just feel that this year, 2025, is going to be an amazing year. I believe God is going to even bless us more, praying that we be blessed with the latter rain this year. It's all in God's hands. I praise the Lord for helping me, you know, be a better Christian, be the woman of God He created me to be, and to draw closer to Him and to trust in Him and just to love everybody I come in contact with, because that is what we are called to do, and not judge people, but to love them. And He's really helping me in that area, and I praise Him for that. And I praise the Lord for helping me financially. He's been blessing me financially and helping me with my finances, which I was not very good at before, but He's teaching me how to be a good steward with my money. And I praise Him for that. And I just praise Him for, you know, this is like New Year, so I want to be even more serious with my walk and take care of this temple that belongs to Him. And that's, you know, eating twice a day, no snacking, more water, exercising every morning, just really taking care of this temple, because if we don't take care of our temples, we can't serve Him the best of our ability. So He reminds me that this temple belongs to Him, and it is our duty to take care of it the best way we can. And He's helping me to overcome appetites of the flesh, which is the main struggle for me. And I just praise Him for that. And I know that that is the main struggle for a lot of us. So praise the Lord that He's really refining us and or fine-tuning us, and so that we can be ready for the latter rain, so we're worthy to receive the latter rain, because that's what we have to do. We have to take stock in ourselves and to really examine what areas we need to work on, and of course with God's help, He will help us to overcome. And I just want to praise the Lord also that this is another month that my beloved husband has overcome his addiction to meth. Every day I praise Him, you know, that He strengthens him. And now he's not smoking as many cigarettes. He's cutting down quite a bit on his cigarettes. I know God's changing his heart, and I just praise Him for that. And like I was sharing with my sisters in our Thursday study, it's like his personality has changed. He just seems more peaceful. And, I mean, I know he has a long ways to go, but, you know, God is working on him, and I just praise Him for that. And I also praise the Lord, you know, we're 1 year closer to Jesus coming, as we all mentioned. And, you know, I looked back, and it was in 2009 when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, get ready, Jesus is coming. Brothers and sisters, that was 16 years ago. 16 years ago. We are so close to Jesus coming. I'm just so excited. But we also have to remember that that's 1 year shorter for the enemy. So we know he's going to attack us even more. You know, Satan will do all he can to pull us from the straight and narrow path. And he would do all he can to attack us, distract us, to discourage us, to make us feel unworthy, to tempt us, and to destroy us. And therefore, we have to have the full armor. We got to fight this battle, fight the good fight this year, and we can overcome. And I just love you all. Praise the Lord for my wonderful, beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ, my eternal family, and for this remnant movement, this church. And we're going to grow, and I know there's more out there that believe like we do. And I praise the Lord every day that He continues to guide us and to bless us and to see His hand move. I love you all. God bless.
Sister, check your PMs. I think Sister Hannah sent you a
testimony. Let me pull up. Hold on a second. There we go. Sister Hannah, praise the Lord. Okay. Hi, brothers and sisters. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord for this wonderful testimony Sabbath. And I echo that as well, sister. I would like to share something I had also partially shared for women's study this past Thursday. I want to praise the Holy Spirit for guiding us in all things and sending encouragement and reminders to us during the midst of hard trials. One thing that recently had kept coming to my mind during some trials was something mentioned in this quote. I have been shown that Satan has not been stupid and careless these many years since his fall, but he has been learning. He has grown more artful. His plans are laid deeper and more covered with a religious garment to hide their deformity. The power of Satan now to tempt and deceive is tenfold greater than it was in the days of the apostles. His power has increased and will increase until it is taken away. His wrath and hate grow stronger as his time to work draws near its close. The Holy Spirit bringing part of this quote to my mind and other precious promises brought me so much encouragement during a tough trial, which I want to praise the Lord for. How God shows us that he loves and cares for us is so amazing. Amen, sister. It really is such a wonderful blessing knowing that the Lord loves us so much and is answering our prayers by allowing trials. For not only does he know I need them, but he also is preparing us for his soon return and getting ready a people to do a mighty work for him. I love you all. God's many blessings to you all. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. All right, I will drop the mic.
Amen. So, all right, Brother Dean's going to share some music and then we'll close in prayer.
Oh, shoot. Again. Thank you.
please kneel if you can. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all these beautiful answered prayers and these blessings and these understandings and dreams and visions, everything that you give us. It's amazing to see how you love your children, and we love you too, Father. And we know you know that because of the way you hug us from heaven. Thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath. Thank you for the joy that you give us, even in these crazy times down here, and the perfect peace that we have in our salvation, and the burden we have within our hearts for those that are lost. Thank you for putting it there, because they need to hear the truth too. And so thank you for blessing us with opportunities to share it. Please bless everyone on the prayer list, everyone that's doing the work. Bless everyone this week to go forth and share their faith as often as they can. And thank you for the many souls that you keep sending our way. And thank you for the little baby that's coming too, Father, as well as the little granddaughter too. And so thank you, Father, for all these things. In the name of your precious Son, our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.